The search for Mercedes Lane, 11-month-old, ended approximately 9 p.m. in a remote, obscure, densely forested area, not far from the Stark County, Marshall County line. It was in Stark County. And she was deceased. Before I go into the details that I am allowed to go into, which are going to be rather limited, I'd like to introduce to you Paul Keenan. He's a special agent in charge of the FBI office out of Indianapolis, for a few words.
Good morning. I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of our partners that we work with in the local law enforcement community here, state police. It was a great partnership. Everyone worked hand in hand, no egos. We knew the most important thing was to try and find the young victim in this case. The FBI stands ready to assist, as we did here. Anytime a child goes missing of tender age, we flew in people from around the country at the request of the local law enforcement here to try and bring this to a resolution as quickly as possible. We thank everybody involved. We're sorry it didn't come to the conclusion that everybody wanted, but it was a strong effort. Everyone involved, including the prosecutors, local and state police. Thank you, and I'll pass it back to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I am Nelson Chipman. I'm the prosecuting attorney in Marshall County. Some of the agencies, and in my years, I've never seen the depth and breadth of the agencies. Already identified the FBI. That includes Indianapolis field office, but also South Bend and Fort Wayne. There's also the FBI CARD, C-A-R-D, stands for Child Abduction Rapid Deployment Team. Department of Natural Resources were involved. Marshall County Police Department, Marshall County Sheriff's Department, of course. It is a Plymouth Police Department case, Indiana State Police, Washington Township Volunteer Fire Department, and that's in Stark County, Marshall County Coroner, obviously our office, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. There's also several task force officers. I don't know how familiar you are with that concept. Several of the larger police departments have the ability to assign officers to federal task forces. And they actually are assigned for lengthy periods of time, sometimes years. And there are officers here from St. Joseph County Police Department, Elkhart Police Department, and Allen County Police Department. Stark County Sheriff's Department and Mishawaka Police Department also gave assistance. Now, when we're going into the case, several of the local media have heard me say many times, at this stage of the proceedings, we are limited by ethics and statute and fairness to emphasize that the people we're about to talk about are presumed innocent, and that these are allegations, and that they are mere allegations that need to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. So at this stage, all we've reached is probable cause, and not yet a conviction. If there's a conviction in the future, I can go into much greater detail. So if there are questions at the end, please realize there's strict limits on what I can say. So this case started, as far as law enforcement, on August 15th, Sunday, August 15th, with a 911 call and a dispatch by Plymouth Police to the Economy Inn, north side of Plymouth. Tiffany Coburn and and she's the mother of Mercedes, and Kenneth Lane, the father of Mercedes, reported that Mercedes was missing. So subsequent investigation revealed that, and all of this is in the probable cause affidavit that has now been recently amended and filed, and that's why I can talk about it, because it's part of the court record. So the subsequent investigation, there was a lot of confusion from those parents once they were located on the timeline of events. But what it appeared to be was that on Friday, August 13, the parents gave Mercedes to Justin Miller for reportedly a few days break from their child. And he did not bring her back. That's what triggered the 911 call. Eventually, a silver alert was activated, and eventually the parents were located because they were not easily found. You'll see that in the probable cause affidavit. On August 16, which would be Monday, at approximately 8:30, Tiffany was finally put in custody, and eventually her husband was also arrested because of what had developed to be a neglect of a dependent case as a level six. Eventually, Kenneth Lane was located, the father was located at the Red Rock Inn on August 16, the evening hours. Justin Miller was found in Stark County at a residence, and he too was brought into custody and interviewed numerous times. Eventually, on yesterday afternoon, after interviewing, after several times of being interviewed, Justin Miller led officers to this location in Stark County. It was secured as a crime scene. We waited for crime scene investigators to arrive and process the scene, and it was several hours before Mercedes' body was removed from the area. As a result, Kenneth Lane is charged with a level six neglect of a dependent. Tiffany Coburn, the mother, is charged with a level six felony neglect of dependent. And that involves the allegations of giving the child to Justin Miller under the circumstances that the investigation has revealed. Justin Miller has now been charged, or will be charged, the paperwork is being processed as we speak, with an L1, level one, neglect of a dependent resulting in death. Level one is punishable by a maximum of, well, between 20 to 40 years. Level sixes are 1.5 year to 2.5 years. Their initial hearing will be probably tomorrow, and the court will inquire if they are going to retain counsel or have a court-appointed counsel, and certain dates will be set up, pretrial conference, omnibus dates, and status conferences, and we'll see how that progresses. That's all I have to say. Do you have any questions? I do have copies of the affidavit to distribute when we're finished.
Could you tell us, does it appear that the child, do you have a sense for where the child passed away? Obviously, you find him in this wooded area, but when was this death? The best you can determine.
The affidavit talks about Saturday.
How many autopsy results have been
No, we have, we're scheduling that. And we are looking for a specialist in forensic, in children, pediatric.
So the child died on Saturday?
Well, I'm just saying that the conversations and the timelines that were provided are so garbled. You will also see that there's evidence of drug use and so.
Those crimes are the drug, is that something that you might look at charging them for as well, drug crimes?
That'd be the least of their worries.
Does it appear that the child was deposited in that location on Saturday?
Oh yeah, yes, yes.
Do you believe that the baby was killed there and then brought to this location? Or?
I can't go into that.
Do you have an idea of how she died? I mean, why is this a neglect of a defendant resulting in death versus a murder charge?
We're still, we haven't even had an autopsy yet, so. To answer your question is, that's the first answer is autopsy.
Do you have any initial indication just based on?
Actually, she was wrapped in, that's not in the affidavit. I can't go into it. So.
She was wrapped in something?
Yeah.
Can we get more of a specific location? You said wooded area, I believe? Sorry.
Yeah, it's 1025 East, 50 North in Stark County. In fact, the road signs are just like that right there.
Is there any significance?
But it's inside.
Any significance to that woods. Location that you know?
Not that I'm aware of. It's not mentioned at all.
So out of all that garbled information, what finally kind of said this was the accurate information that got you to this location?
I didn't understand.
You said there was just a lot of garbled information, misinformation.
The affidavit talks about Justin Miller led the officers there.
I mean, how did he get this sudden sense of clarity, I guess, to finally pop it up?
That's a legitimate question.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is it your sense that on Sunday when they were reported missing that the parents knew what the outcome was, or they truly did not know what had happened?
No, I don't think there's no proof, evidence whatsoever that they knew the ultimate outcome here.
Was this an accident or was a child intentionally killed?
We're not to that point. It's not in the affidavit. I can't talk about anything that's not a court record.
How is the family doing?
They're very upset. We had a press conference 2 days ago, Plymouth Police Department, with the grandmother and an aunt. They were upset then, of course, and I know that they were notified last night.
You said initial court hearings are separate tomorrow, right?
Pardon me?
Initial court hearings separate tomorrow?
I believe so. I can't vouch for it, but I would think it would be cranking up.
Do you anticipate amending the charges after that?